With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A massive manhunt continues in Maine, with police searching for a person of interest in deadly shootings at a bowling alley and an eatery in Lewiston, Maine.
Police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes.
Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Sawchuk, Card said to be a certified firearms instructor. At least 16 people were killed in the shootings. Card described as armed and dangerous. People in Lewiston and nearby Lisbon advised to shelter in place. Despite repeated interest rate hikes by the Fed, the government reports the U.S. economy expanded at a 4.9% rate in the last quarter. Also at SRNNews.com, there is word of a tentative deal in the Detroit auto workers' strike.
The United Auto Workers says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. Its chief negotiator says workers will get a 25% general wage increase plus cost of living raises that will put the pay increase over 30% to more than $40 per hour for top-scale assembly plant workers by the end of the contract. UAW President Sean Fain telling workers,
Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
The deal could prove a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit's big three automakers, setting a pattern for agreements with General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis. I'm Ben Thomas.
He says the House is again open for business, the people's business. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson, elected Speaker of the House following 3 weeks of turmoil as Republicans tried to agree on someone to fill the post left vacant when Kevin McCarthy was ousted. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 118 points. This is SRN News. The Walt Disney Company is embracing sports gambling with a betting app that will be promoted through Disney-owned ESPN. And evangelical leaders are dismayed.
It tells us a lot about ourselves. It tells us about Disney. It tells us about the gambling industry. It tells us about how moral change is repackaged in vocabulary. Gambling, in this case, legalized sports gambling or sports betting, is being reclassified as a form of entertainment.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's a big win for the gaming industry.
If you have Disney behind the reclassification of gambling as entertainment, you've actually won a very great deal in terms of traction in American culture.
The new gambling app, likely to make millions for Disney, experts say it may also make a lot of gambling addicts that are going to need help in the not-too-distant future. Most online gamblers in this country, men between the ages of 18 and 35. This is SRN News. New York City firefighters spent 10 long hours working to free a man trapped in a vault at the World Diamond Tower. And after all that time and effort, the vault opened on its own.
The FDNY says the man got stuck Tuesday night after the doors auto-locked while accessing his safety deposit box inside a vault catering to Diamond District customers. Assistant Fire Chief John Sirocco says they spent 10 hours cutting through 30-inch steel-reinforced concrete walls before stopping. Sirocco says the vault, which is temperature controlled, has a phone and security cameras, auto locks at night and then reopens at 6 a.m., which is when the man finally got out unharmed. Julie Walker, New York.
China has launched its youngest ever crew for its orbiting space station as it seeks to put astronauts on the moon before 2030. Beijing and Washington competing to reach new milestones in space and beyond. More details, SRNNews.com.